Welcome back to Spirit Squared. I'm Andrew Darrington, your host. Tonight we're home at the Beckham. I was about to say humidor. At the Beckham in Mineola, Texas. Thank you, Sarah and Chris, so much for hosting us. This is where we started. We're almost 2 years in, and we love hosting podcasts here. It's such a great venue. More than likely, you're going to hear a train come through here, so that's just going to be what happens. It's part of the nostalgia. But we love it. It's so much fun to be here, and thank them so much for hosting us. Also, our sponsors, we've got Red Construction, we've got Rex Consulting, we've got Goosehead Insurance, Ray Plunkett, thank you so much for being a sponsor for our. We have Vault Firearms, we have the Humidor, which I'm kind of sporting their shirt tonight, and then we've got Bam Walker, who's a new sponsor for us. They do cleaning and restoration in town. And then we've got Hoot Holler, a package store in Gun Barrel City. Thank you, Scott and team, for being a sponsor for us. I'm going to introduce what I'm having as a beverage, and then I'll introduce my guests. I'm having Terralta. It's the Extra Añejo, and I'm going to enjoy it. It's going to be a fun time talking to these ladies about being a boutique owner. So it's a little bit out of my zone, but I'm going to enjoy it nonetheless. We've got the Darling Desperados that are here in Mineola. It's a Katie and Kelly bar. Thank you guys for coming.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. And then we got Studio B here, Rebecca Roy. I'm friends, good friends with your husband.
Yes.
I had to mention Brad.
Of course.
Excited. Like, we planned this a long time
ago.
It's
been a while.
Yeah, so like, I remember talking about it and going, hey, let's talk about your business.
Up, yeah.
It was really fun. Well, I hope you were talking about it at Chili's.
Yeah.
but now we're here, and like, it's gotten a little bit more serious. So
yeah, we were what, Red Deer Talk? Years in a row.
Yeah, exactly. You were like a hammock.
You
brought a hammock.
Hey, y'all always make fun of my chair, but that thing is comfortable.
It is super, super comfortable. So we're kind of just gonna bounce back and forth if you guys are okay with that. So let's start with you guys. Let's start with Mom. And your Darling Desperados, obviously you can kind of connect the dots. It's Western wear, Western influence. And so let's talk about Prescott, Arizona. You're doing barrel racing. Your husband's riding Broncos.
Yes,
I mean, that's about as Western as you can get, right?
Yes.
Is that kind of where the nucleus started?
Absolutely. So we met at 19. He was injured from a rodeo. He was bronc riding, so late to fate we met. Got married 2 years later. Son grew up riding broncs. I got into barrel racing, was going to get my turquoise circuit car to New Mexico and Arizona.
Yeah.
It's been instilled forever. We were 4 hours from Vegas. We'd go up every year for the National Finals Rodeo.
Yeah.
And that was just what we did.
Yeah, we always grew up seeing all the beautiful booths in Vegas
at
the Cowboy Christmas and all the different, you know, Western boutiques and even just regular contemporary clothing. It was always such a dream for us to open one of our own. And so we had the opportunity, we took it in a heartbeat.
So we're in Arizona just to do barrel racing, or you're there, family's there, or?
So my husband worked, we were just outside of Prescott. We were
there
15 years. They were actually born in Phoenix, but we moved up pretty quick to get out of the heat
in
the mountains.
For sure. Very cool. Very cool. All right, so your business starts a much different way. where you start, you're doing hair, right?
Yeah.
You kind of started your business that avenue.
Yes.
And then you're doing some stuff with hats. Talk a little bit about kind of how that got started.
So I think I was the first custom Western hat bars. You know, there's the trucker hats, and I do have that too, but it all started with the Western hats.
Mm-hmm.
I've been up to Flea Style in Fort Worth. It's incredible. It's a cool experience, but not everybody can go to Dallas. And I had a client, I was telling her about it and her daughter, and she was like, man, you should add that to, because I had a little bit of boutique going. She was like, you should really add that. I think that would be so much fun. And so by the end of her hair appointment, I had ordered a bunch of stuff to get started. Plus my dad had recently passed, and he was a cowboy through and through and a cop, so I had a lot of really cool like neckties. He had the coolest 80s cufflinks, so I have some really cool like coolest pieces, and what makes me a little different is the jewelry that people donate or things that have been passed on through my family. And most people are like, I don't understand how you put that on a hat, but it's cool to know that, you know, he gets to go with a little piece of everybody.
Yeah.
That's the saddest part, is that he's not here to join me and help me learn how to like shape the hats, you know, from the ground up. That's eventually, I'd like to get trained to do it all.
So did you learn how to shape hats, or
no? I just have vendors at market that sell them, and so I bring them in like that. So they're not like a true Western hat, because that does get expensive. And I started this to be more affordable, because I mean, my hat up there was pretty pricey, but the second you're working with Western and real hide and leather and things, it gets a lot
you
pricier.
You add three zeros.
Exactly. Oh, so wow. Now when you come to my hat bar, you can build a hat for like, you know, $60. The hat starts at $50. You can throw a band and a feather and spend nothing. Or now that they're all at market for hat bars, I have real hide straps. I have a rattlesnake tail that's like $60. It's the coolest thing, but it's legit. So I mean, now you can spend up to $300 to $400 on the hat. So my next stage is, if I get my brick and mortar, is to actually go in with a vendor to start carrying true Western hats for the people that did want that next level. But I do let you bring your Stetson or whatever to me, and we decorate it still. So
okay.
Yep.
Very cool. And we'll get into a little bit about like where you guys are located, hours, and all that good stuff after we dig into, you know, how we get started and all that good stuff. So, Katie, you had a passion to like have this storefront, and obviously you talked a little bit about the Las Vegas and seeing, you know, the glamour and all that good stuff. Is that kind of where it started? And then where did it go? Like when you guys moved to Texas, was there a push after high school or during high school, or walk us through that?
So moved to Texas back when I was, I think it's eighth grade. So I really wasn't thinking too much about, you know, what I wanted to do when I was older. And so I really didn't push myself up until probably senior year. Lindell, which is just a few minutes from Mineola.
Yeah.
There was a bunch of little cute boutiques around, and I literally just messaged every single one. And I was like, hey, I want to apply for a job. This is literally my dream. I just want to kind of learn the ropes, and I would love to be able to be taught. And one Lace Drop Boutique, they're in Lindell still.
Yeah, I used to work with her.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's great.
She brought me on, and I worked for her for, I think, 3 years.
Yeah.
So I graduated high school and then worked for her for another 2 years. And she, I mean, everything from shipping to creating a website, like literally from ground up, I was taught everything. And so she actually gave me the opportunity in 2023 to, in part of her storefront, she let us have like a little area where then we could start venturing off. We could go to market, and we could get all the things needed to open a store. And so technically we had a store, but we were with someone else, but it was awesome because we had our own little space where we could have our own stuff in it. And so that's really where it took off. And now we're by ourselves, but without her, I mean,
yeah,
it really probably wouldn't have happened as quick as it did. So
that's pretty cool.
Yeah. She worked for a company. I can't remember her first name.
Tatum.
Yes. And she worked for a company that I worked for, and we crossed paths a couple times. And she's been beyond successful.
Oh yes.
But I knew the first time I met her that she was going to be successful. Mm-hmm. She just has that personality.
Yeah.
That you're just like, okay, you're. The job we were doing, she was way overqualified for. So I knew she wasn't going to be there long. And it's awesome to see her success. All right. So one of the passions you mentioned to me before we got started was teaching people of all ages and shapes how to dress like for their bodies and feel good about what they're wearing. Why are you passionate about that?
So I knew, I guess, when I was going to college, because that's not what I wanted to do, I was trying to think about some way that I could make a difference, because, you know, things like Peace Corps and all those, you somehow have to pay your bills. So I knew I loved hair, and I started in hair. And then along the way, because I listened, and I was raised old school, so I tried to, I don't know, just be authentic and professional, but get real with my people, because there's not many places that you sit one-on-one like that with each other. And I just wanted people to have a safe place to go to. So I created an experience from between the school that I went to and the first salon that I worked at. And that experience was everything. And that's when I started realizing that I was more than just a hairstylist behind the chair. I had a lady break down in tears because she hadn't been touched in years. Mm-hmm. You know, her husband had passed, she put everything into her daughters, and she literally broke down because she hadn't felt that beautiful, that loved, and listened to in so long.
Oh,
you know, and I was like, oh, wow. Okay, well, maybe the Lord put me in a different spot and I never realized what I could do. So then I started really listening to, like, people come in, and but they would complain about themselves or put themselves down. And so I would find a way to take what they didn't like and hide it through the hair or their makeup, and enhance what they did like. And I just started really seeing how paying attention to their shapes, face shapes, and putting the right cut on there and finding their color palettes, how that really can transform a woman. Mm-hmm. And so then when I started doing clothes, and I've always just dressed myself a certain way because I'm not gonna get up and put clothes, makeup, or do my hair if it's not gonna enhance the things I like and hide the things I don't. So people would always be like, oh, you know, I can never wear that, I'm not tiny or whatever. And I'm like, well, first off, I'm not as tiny as you think. I know how to dress my body. And two, don't cut yourself short. If you like something, we can find a way to make it work. So it all started like that with my clients and finding things that I knew they would like to help them in their wardrobes and feel better, because most of them are retired. So getting out for the salon's the biggest thing, you know. So that's kind of where it all started, and realizing that I could change people's lives with the right haircut and color. I'm like, well, why not do the whole thing? I love everything about the beauty industry. My grandmother's the one that gave me the passion for everything clothes. She taught me, when you get an outfit, you need a person's shoes to match, honey. And so that's where it all came from. So I thought, well, you know what? My passion is for everything, so why not make a career out of it? Because I never get to, you know, I never have to work. I get to just go and do what I love. It's pretty cool.
It doesn't feel like a job.
Yes, yeah. I mean, and I love clothes, so it does give me an excuse to shop. If that's the bonus. But it really is cool. That's why I think I do want to go ahead and expand to the brick and mortar and eventually get where I can touch more than just my clients in my chair and help other people that are wanting something a little bit different. I mean, I'm not a trained stylist or anything, but I'm smart enough to help you work with your body shape and type and, you know, and kind of find what works and how to get into something funky and just own it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. One of the guests I had on, it's probably been 8 months ago, her name's Arlene Gregg, and she owns Journey Guidance. She does like spiritual healing and stuff like that. She started it by being a hairdresser because she was a counselor. She felt like she was a counselor.
Yes, we are.
Yeah, because like you're counseling, like you're getting advice, you're being, and she was like, look, if I'm doing this, I might as well do it for money. Mm-hmm. And then it, you know, bled into a lot of things that she really was, you know, passionate about. Reiki and all that kind of stuff. She does all that there. And great podcast for anybody who's listening. That one was really interesting. She's a great person. And since that, she's gotten a lot of people from all over the United States, you know, calling her that has watched it. Because she's a special individual. So if you're ever into those types of things, it's, but she said that. That's how she started her business. Was she was a hairstylist, and she was like, enough of this. Like, I don't want to get paid to do this. Mm-hmm. So I absolutely understand that. All right. So you guys decided to go brick and mortar. And when was this?
2023.
Big decision. Huge decision to go brick and mortar, because when you decide to do that, you're paying for space, right? And you're competing against online business. Obviously, in the clothing industry, it's not as personable, but like a lot of people take a chance on, you know, different things, cheaper things, that type of thing. So you're paying for space, and you decide to go brick and mortar. Talk to us a little bit about that decision and what kind of the first days, months, you know, what were some of the things that you guys experienced from the get-go?
So, first off, we were very, very nervous to open it, because, I mean, it's a huge decision because, I mean, you can either do really well or you can...
Yeah, if you own the building, it's not a big deal.
You get to go to market and shop for your closet. Like,
if it was that easy, yeah. So the first few months were definitely a little rocky, just because we were like, well, what if we don't pay off like the clothes? Because you have to buy everything.
Yes.
We're like, what if we don't pay off the clothes? Or, you know, what if we don't make enough to even cover rent? And so we were very stressed for the first few months, but by the grace of God, I mean, people started, we started the online, like, Facebook and website, and it really brought people in from all over, and it really took off. It was very, very challenging at first, just to kind of navigate, you know, especially, like, pricing, like, how much, because some places price at, like, 80% margin.
Right.
And we're like that. We wanted to be as affordable as possible just because we wanted to make sure everybody could have a chance to shop with us. And that's also hard to do in the Western industry because the Western clubs are not cheap. So we tried to find the vendors that were really good quality but still weren't going to price gouge us.
Yeah.
But yeah, we just lucked out. I mean, we have the best customers who shop with us over and over again, and they tell their friends about us. And
I mean, we've literally got friends back from Arizona that follows from day one. That, I mean, they're placing online orders. People are driving far down. It's like Frankston. Like, they shop with Lindell for Mineola now.
Yeah.
They like the conversations that we have. I mean, sure. They and I are very bubbly and
building relationships.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And
for sure.
Come see us. They'll be in there for an hour.
Yeah. Part of the experience is like trust. You know, mm-hmm. just understanding that, hey, you're looking out for my best interest. It's not about the dollar. No. It's about the long-term relationship, right?
The Humidor is your online cigar retailing headquarters. Our experienced staff has spent years finding some of the best cigars from around the world to sell to our customers. If you're looking for an online cigar store that can help you find your next favorite smoke, welcome to the Humidor. We began the Humidor because of our deep appreciation of the finer things in life, a good conversation with friends, an aged whiskey, and, of course, a fine smoke. That's why, in addition to selling premium cigars online, we also operate a brick-and-mortar cigar lounge in Tyler, Texas. Our lounge is crafted to provide a classic ambience with modern sensibilities, and we've spent time ensuring that smokers and non-smokers have an enjoyable experience, whether they're there for a drink with friends or to enjoy the game.
If you are looking for a reputable builder with a proven track record and a client base to back it up, give Red Construction and Development LLC a call. Red Construction offers full design build services for new construction, custom homes, and remodeling with free site evaluations. They have an A+ rating with the BBB and are proud members of the Tyler Area Builders Association, Texas Association of Builders, National Association of Home Builders, and the Lindale Area Chamber of Commerce. Red Construction and Development LLC stands behind the exceptional quality of their work and have the expertise, the resources, and dedication to deliver the results you need on time and on budget. To learn more, give them a call at 903-630-8660 or visit them online at redconstructiondevelopment.com.
Are you looking to optimize your drilling rig operations and maximize productivity? Look no further. Rex Consulting is here to power your drilling. With over 20 years of industry experience, our expert team provides tailored solutions that drive efficiency, safety, and profitability. From site assessments to cutting-edge technology integration, Rex Consulting is your trusted partner for land-based and offshore oil and gas drilling solutions. Ready to take your rig to the next level? Contact Rex Consulting today and send your operations to the next level in operational performance. Contact Josh Simmons at 918-637-9181. Rex Consulting, level up.
So what, you're not in brick and mortar, but I mean, it must have been a lot for you to trust like some other business to have your items in there, right?
Yes.
I mean, so talk to me about that challenge, because my sister tried that, it didn't work. And in her experience, like, she didn't feel like the individuals that were there were kind of advocating for her business, but there were a lot of businesses that were in that one space. So you don't have that competition, but nonetheless, like, you're putting your reputation, your products, and your future, your income from that line in maybe potentially somebody else's hand, right?
Or yes. Oh, no, definitely. That's kind of how I was testing the waters and playing it safe to make sure I wouldn't open a brick and mortar and fail, because my clients are so supportive and made me profit so quickly that I was like, you know, is this really going to work out? Because the website did not. So it is really hard, but I based my hair business off of reputation and keeping it old school and the way that you treat people. I love keeping things up as far as like the looks and modern, but I want to keep the relationships old school. And so most of my clients are by referrals. So that's kind of how I went about this. I went to people that I trusted that already had businesses inside other businesses. And a dear friend of mine, Jordan, she was telling me about Good Vibes and that they had two locations, and that to message her that she was actually open and to try it out. So I was just like, all right, well, let's just go for it. My salon and my clients are so great that it's actually has supported this business launching out the door. So it was a gamble, and I put it in there and it did sell, but I knew I wanted it in their downtown location. So the second it opened, that's when a little bit more of a risk came, because one didn't have as much traffic and the other one did. But the second I got in there, it really made a difference. And there's actually over 30 local vendors, so there's several other boutiques in there. They don't really push your products or sell them for you. I've never really thought about it that way. But that's where I feel like my style, or maybe the way I do things, like she said, most vendors go up there and they don't move their stuff a lot. I go up there every Monday because my chiropractor's right around the corner.
Just move it around.
I either move it around, bringing something new, because I have a couple of places. I let my clients shop first and then I rotate it in.
Yeah.
And then I have the stuff from the website that I bought to all launch it, you know, so that kind of helped get me going.
Yeah.
And then it took off, and then I was like, I don't have enough inventory to keep this going. And yes. So I was like, oh, we gotta start ordering. So luckily, a lot of the vendors will let you contact them personally.
Yeah, yeah.
But so yeah, they really don't push it, but you push yourself by how much you care and how much you're willing to invest. So I'm up there every Monday changing things, moving things around. If there's something that's not moving, I've learned that if I style it on a mannequin, it by the next time I come, it's almost sold out.
Yeah.
And then I make sure I wear it, because that's how it kind of got started. And then when I bought a few things and it would hang there, I'm like, Mom, you said people would buy this, nothing's moving. She's like, well, girl, because you're not styling it. It's just hanging there, you need to style it. And then she was right, once I started doing that, making sure I always wore my stuff. Do not ever buy anything you would not wear, even if you think it's cute, because it does not move.
Yes.
Yeah. That's the hard thing. I'm like, oh, that's cute. That's not my style, but I know somebody would love that. Yeah, no, didn't move.
I agree with you. I didn't wear this stuff because I'm like, we bought it to sell. We need to make money.
There's so many different styles. You gotta
have your own stuff. So instead, I started wearing it. Oh my gosh, where'd you get that? Well, we sell in the store.
Yeah.
And I mean, you have to represent yourself.
Yes. Believe in your product.
Yes.
A good outreach for her specifically is we go to Cross Grand Catholic Church in Tyler, and she's on the worship team. And so every week she's wearing something new. And every week people are like, oh, where'd you get your outfit from? Where'd you get your outfit from? And she's like, oh, Darling Desperado.
Yep.
So yes, wearing.
Shameless plugs.
Right? Shameless plugs.
Right.
So yeah, wearing.
Isn't that one of the songs they sing on Sunday night? Shameless plugs. No. I'm kidding. No, it's great. I mean, it's good advice, you know, and if you don't believe in your product, then people are going to know.
Somebody else to do the work.
People are going to know, right.
If you don't hustle your stuff, why would somebody else?
Yeah, I've had, you know, we just had Gosh Trip, you know what Gosh Trip is.
Yes.
And so I'm wearing my hats, and they're like, oh, you know, your hat. I'm like, dude, it's 2 years. Like.
Yeah.
If I'm not gonna wear this, like, what do you? I'm not confident in what I'm doing. I'm passionate about what I'm doing. Yeah, I did.
See, I even send the husband out modeling my clothes when I can. Yeah.
Oh yeah, you look great.
I do unisex
stuff. We had a long conversation about this podcast.
Nice.
Yeah, it was
he's
awesome.
He's always supporting.
Yeah, very very much so. And he's in a good space.
Yes.
Yes, very good space. So, one of my favorite guys on the Gosh Trip. Typically, him and I end up like at a table just talking.
Nice.
You know, because both he's got a soft side.
Oh,
and
sure.
Since I've started this podcast, I've gotten a lot softer. You know, typically you look at me and I'm like, I'm a jock guy and stuff like that. But as time goes on, like, it's entrepreneurs and nonprofits. You talk to a lot of nonprofits, like, you start to soften up.
Yeah.
Heart starts to soften up.
Oh, yeah. And I'm a softy, so.
Yeah, I mean, and like, you're trying to do everything you can for them, and you're listening to their struggles, and it's awesome.
Yeah.
Like, it's...
You know what broke Brad?
Huh?
You know what broke Brad? Having a daughter.
Oh yeah, well that would, will make you I never happy. Had one, but it would break me too.
Yeah, that'll make you suffer.
You know what's gonna break me down completely as a granddaughter if I ever have one.
Oh yeah.
Our kid's 25, so yeah, I mean,
you'll be in trouble.
Could be. Yeah, I'll be broke too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. Let's move on. So move on from that. All right. So let's talk about some challenges. We don't have to get specific, but let's talk about maybe some things. You know, maybe year one's probably going to be where you had kind of the. We're not talking about stresses because you're going to be stressed. Like, yeah. I can only imagine. This is what you do. This is what you go in for. And you do $100 in sales, or you know, $200. You know, like you have dead days, no sales, or whatever. But well, you know, what were some challenges off the cuff? Let me ask you this. So were there challenges? But were there challenges where you like went to these shows and stuff like that, and you're having to like, you know, beg people to give you some attention or time? You're like, oh, I'm from Mineola. We just started this year or something, or so, does it work that way?
So we really don't do many shows because it's just us working. We try not to pay anybody just because we trust, we like it's, working it, ourselves.
You want only four hands in the till.
Yes.
I mean, she's not working, I am, vice versa.
Exactly.
We just hired someone for the first time to go out of town for a week for Arizona.
Did amazing, but so we don't really have any issues in that aspect, but I think the first year, the biggest issue we had was trying to find the best vendors.
Yeah.
I mean, it was definitely trial and error. I mean, we'd order some that they looked perfect, great online, and then you get them in the mail, and it's like Temu, Shein, China quality. Right. And so it really was just like before we actually went to market, it was kind of just up in the air, like, is this going to be worth, you know, $40, $50, or can we not profit anything off of it? So that was, I think, one of the biggest issues was just finding that balance of the right vendors who will A, treat us right, and B, just be the
and with a brick and mortar, it's a lot about like if you haven't had a lot of P&L experience, it's like looking at your ledger and going, how the freak are we gonna make it?
Yeah,
you know, we're gonna have to sell 100 of these, and that's not gonna happen. You know, so we're going to have a big weekend. How are we going to do that? Balloons or this, that, and yet, you know, kind of trying to be creative, but not being gimmicky.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And trying to be authentic and generate, you know, maybe some eyes and things like that.
I think the best thing that, at least since we moved to Mineola, that's helped us is there's so many downtown events here, like parades and just little downtown things. And so that really helps traffic come in. And even if they're just looking around, we get that exposure, and they'll tell people like, hey, y'all should go check out this place because they have the cutest stuff, you know? So that's really helped us a lot. It's just the little downtown events.
Any kind of efforts that you can think of that were like, that wasn't worth it? And then were there any efforts that you did that were like, wow, that was a lot better than I thought?
I'm trying to think off the top of my head. I mean, we try to do like a lot of things in store, like just to spark like attention.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You know, we've done, we've had a lady come in and do hats, and we'll do like a 68, like come have a couple of glasses of wine.
Parties. Like we'll have like Christmas time.
The parties.
Or last Christmas we had Buddy the Elf come in, and so we had like free pictures and like,
everyone has Grinch. We did Buddy the Elf.
That's where we would be. I'm sorry.
Yeah. And so we did like a discount on clothes and free pictures for you to come in.
Yeah.
We had free beer and all that for all the adults and so things like that.
And beer. We do offer beer. If a man's gonna come into a woman's boutique, we sell a few men's things, but I offer a beer, sit down, watch the couple channel, enjoy yourself. We have a leather couch or leather seat you can sit in, enjoy yourself, let your wife just have fun.
Country does that. I mean, we know the Hill Country does that. What about you? Anything that you can think of that was like challenges up front? I mean, you talked.
Sorry,
about,
we went waiting.
You talked a little bit about
the failure of the website.
Yeah.
Oh, that was lovely.
Yeah. How does a website fail?
Nobody shops from it.
And you pay.
Nobody shops what?
Shops from it.
From
the website. Nobody went to my website and shopped.
Oh, nobody visited?
Yeah.
Oh my
I mean,
gosh.
No, there were some visits, but everybody that I know that would go to it are like right here, and they're like, yeah. "No, my brother, come and touch it and feel it and try it on." So
that's exactly
shout
what
out
I said
to Amy Norman, my cousin in Henderson,
yeah.
who was like the number one shopper for the website, because all those clothes were selling and moving, so it's not like it wasn't. But I was trying to build it first to see how it would go on reputation and word of mouth, like my salon did, so that way I wouldn't get overwhelmed or, you know, anything get too crazy. So we also started doing events in each city, like we did the Lindale event, the wine and stuff, mm-hmm. just so that way people would start hearing Studio B and getting that branding going. And then the website finally launched. That cost a small fortune, and it made no money to really count. But that doesn't mean that when the brick and mortar comes and the boutique can fully fund it, that it wouldn't be worth relaunching and putting all the marketing in, because it's definitely going to be people in like Dallas and the bigger areas,
yes, yeah.
or in smaller towns that don't have anywhere to go shop.
Right.
And so that'll be a little bit harder market. But I had a friend from college that was killing it with her boutique out of Dallas. So I thought, well, that sounds like fun. Let's try it. You know, so people are already shopping out of my little suite and salon. So
is it still up, or is it?
I just recently took it down. I said, yeah. you know what, it's
maintenance fees were killing
it. I spent way too much money in it, and we'll just come back to it.
You know,
there's always lessons learned, and yeah. that's what I've learned to be in East Texas. They prefer that
Facebook
experience and the one-on-one.
Like,
and to be honest, I learned really quick that I just do better with that. Mm-hmm. It's the connection that I make with the people that want to keep them coming back and want to support me. And so I just, you live and you learn.
When you're in East Texas, there's one name you have to know. Stanley's famous Pit Bar BQ in Tyler. Since 1960, Stanley's has been smoking up award-winning brisket, fall-off-the-bone ribs, and creative sandwiches like the legendary Mother Clucker. It's not just barbecue, it's an experience. Cold craft beer, over 90 whiskeys, and live music in a laid-back backyard vibe. Locals love it. Legends play here, and your taste buds will thank you. Come hungry, leave happy. Find them on Beckham Avenue or at stanleysfamous.com.
Hey, podcast listeners, are you in need of some top-notch libations to elevate your next gathering? Look no further than Hoot & Holler Liquor Store in Gun Barrel City, your go-to liquor store for quality drinks. From smooth bourbons to crisp wines and everything in between, Hoot & Holler has one of the largest and most diverse selections in East Texas. Planning a special occasion? Let our experts guide you to the perfect bottle. You'll receive excellent customer service not offered in the big box chains. Visit Hoot and Holler today and let the good times flow.
Vault Arms is your premier destination for all things firearms. Extensive selection of handguns, rifles, shotguns, and accessories. Knowledgeable staff to assist you in finding the perfect firearm to fit your needs. State-of-the-art gun range equipped with the latest technology for a safe and thrilling shooting experience. Take advantage of our professional shooting instruction and training programs suitable for all skill levels. Host your next group outing, corporate event, or bachelor party at our spacious and secure shooting facility. Committed to promoting responsible gun ownership and firearm safety. Fully licensed and compliant with all state and federal regulations.
Yeah. But it really did help with the hat bar. Now apparently I get all kinds of private events and big parties, and I'm like, how did you even find me? And they're like, oh, I just Googled and you popped up as like the number one hat bar. I'm like,
oh, heck yeah. Yeah.
So
just trucker hats and because when I think of you, I always think about the big hats.
Yeah.
You know, are you doing all of it?
I do it all.
Okay.
Just like I do in hair, everybody wants a one-stop shop, so there's nothing that I'm not licensed, trained, and
You just bring it all, you bring mm-hmm. everything, and just like custom make it.
Yep, but the Western hat bars are really my thing. They're my favorite thing to do.
What do you mean by Western? Like the flat hats?
Just like the rancher hats.
Yeah.
The flat brim, and
yes.
that are cute. If you go to my Facebook or whatever, there's plenty. My Instagram, you can find them on there. I pre-make them and sell them, but really the best is people booking private parties. I've had three little girls come in on their spring break and booked them and wore them out to dinner.
Yeah.
I have a mom and daughter that her daughter was coming in from somewhere up north and she wanted to be like real Texas. So they came and built a hat with me. We do a big event and Side Salon Boutique where my salon is at and do a pre-Black Friday event. And so we always do, that's always a hit, and people are making tons of hats. But it's just really neat because you can bring pieces and I'll find a way to put some kind of memorabilia of somebody's on there. Like I said, I have my own family pieces. My aunt passed and she had so many cool turquoise necklaces and people go crazy for all
that's
of that.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. Especially out here, turquoise is huge.
Yes, the burning's a little bit harder.
Fire opals are big here too.
Yeah.
Talking in my field, where I sell jewelry and stuff like that. Opals and fire opals. And sapphires, big. Emeralds, big. Some rubies, not a lot.
That's actually how I got it started, was with jewelry. Everything was so high the second you set a hat bar with flea style going and everything, that I was like, okay, well, if I'm gonna make this affordable, I have to get creative. So I really started with jewelry vendors online, getting inexpensive earrings and separating them, like a cow tag, they were so cute, and then I put them on the hat and separate them that way, and that's how I got started for the affordable stuff until it finally popped up and there's a vendor at market now that I get my more expensive and custom pieces from, so.
Very cool. Doesn't sound like many challenges. Sounds pretty easy.
Yeah, besides the website, when it really is, you know. If you're willing to put in the work, though, the people that aren't willing to work, they don't last very long.
Yeah.
It's not just fun.
Yeah, I mean, I deal with the same thing. Like, it's you know, you have people that sound like they're willing to work, and then when the work comes, it's like, well, wait a minute, we're working? I thought we were just going to be sitting. Yeah. And it's like, no, we're working. Like, you have to want to do stuff. And it's like, oh, no, that's the, no, I thought we were just going to be like Minecraft and just create, you know, a freaking tower and just walk around and stuff and don't touch the fire. That's it.
Right.
You know, it's weird. It is a weird zone right now.
But
then you catch a couple, you know, Cracker Jacks, you know, that are pretty good but the thing is, it's like short lived because they're gonna be talented, and then just like you know, you want to foster them and want to build them up and give them a little exposure, and then they fly off.
That's been my biggest holdback for expanding the Solana boutique to my own space, is trusting other people to be in my space. My dad was a cop. I don't trust people. You can't trust people.
True.
I mean, especially your closest ones. That's where all the bad things happen. So and now I'm supposed to trust somebody else with my business and leave it, and they're gonna lock up, or they can come run their booth if I'm not. That's scary. So I think that's been the only thing that's held me back from not doing it sooner.
Yeah. So why do you run your own business? Like, you could be doing a lot of different things where you have a lot more protections and a lot more, like, you know, benefits and this, that, and the other. Like, what do you wake up and say, hey, look, you know, this is why I want to do what I'm doing? Is it more about, like, I don't want anybody to tell me what to do? Or is it more of, like, hey, I want to serve my customers? If you're waking up as an entrepreneur, I mean, it's hard.
Yeah.
You know, some days are harder than others, especially if yesterday was tough. But what?
I've always, since I can remember, I've always wanted to be my own boss. I've just never liked the idea, not of authority, but just I wanted to pretty much run my own show. I can remember back.
Oh, probably, there's our train.
Oh, there's a train.
We're going to have to give it like maybe 20 seconds. I love it.
If you're lucky.
I love it. You can take a sip. It's sip time.
Oh, yeah, there we go. Yeah.
It's adult sippy time. Okay. But you were saying that...
back probably freshman year, I was like, oh, I want to become an entrepreneur. So I was like, I'm going to start a freshie business. So I started on this, making, you know, like the beaded freshies. Mm-hmm. And so I bought all like the scents and the beads and the cookie cutters. And I did that for like probably a year.
Her boss at the car wash Linda Lursell there. I mean, she's literally tried to create small little things.
As long as I can remember, I've just always wanted to just run my own show run a joint show.
No, but I'm just on board with you, babe. I'm on board all the way.
But yeah, I've just always wanted to be an entrepreneur. And I mean, I love what I do. I cannot imagine myself now like going and working for somebody just because, I mean, it's all I've known for the past 3 years. I love it. I just want you to love it. And I love working with
This is like a match made heaven.
Yeah.
Because we're truly best friends, and it's pretty amazing.
Yeah, I think most mother daughters would love doing this.
Like, yeah. It's just, it's fun.
And
it
can be challenging. Like business owners so together, teammates, you know, and like, hey, you know, what do you think? And, you know, I wouldn't want to work with my dad, that's for sure. But, I mean, it's a completely different type of relationship.
I mean, she kind of has the eye for the younger ladies, and I have the eye for what some I wear. So it's a good mix.
Yeah, it's awesome. All right. So at what point you mentioned to me that you wanted your business to be a family business?
Yes.
All right. So at what point does it become a family business? They have a family business.
So it kind of.
But I mean,
to me,
it sounded like you wanted something that was going to be generational.
Yes. So. First off, once my sister and I were old enough, my mom actually had her own gas station. And so it was really cool to get to have my own place that was safe, mm-hmm. to learn good work ethic. I never got to have a day off because then my mom had to fill in. So, I mean, and then it was a safe place. I didn't have mean bosses. I don't know. It was just really nice. So then I thought, one, I wanted my own business to control my hours and get to be the type of mom that I wanted to be. And having my own business and then doing the boutique and the hat bar and all that stuff, because my daughter's really artsy and loves all that kind of stuff, and she, from the very beginning, she always wants to be where mom is anyway, mm-hmm. and a part of it. So I thought, how cool would that be to have a safe place for my daughter to get to grow up and learn good work ethic and mm-hmm. and accountability and all those things that I got to learn, and in a safe place with somebody that's not mean like some of the places that I've worked and had to deal with as bosses. And so then my husband, he's tired of the others and having to work for other people and not getting control of his schedule to be with us as much as we're together. And then my mom retired and she's like, but I want a little spending money. And I was like, it probably really is the answer to go ahead and open this place up, because my mom is a chef. So what perfect way to have a little deli area, so you've always got something to eat and drink. And in the holidays, you can come in. She makes the best dressing and pies. And
yeah, cookies.
My husband gets to be in the back and run the business, and he'll be happy. And I get to be out front with all the people and creating the experiences. And, you know, I just want a combination between, like, Cheers and Steel Magnolias.
Yeah.
You know, if you're having a bad day, you don't have a hair appointment, you don't even feel like shopping, I don't care. You come and you can sit up there for hours and we'll visit. And by the time you leave, I want you to feel better than when you walked in. Yeah. And to do that, I feel like I need my whole crew, because we're all different personality types, even though we work well. And I feel like there's a little bit of all of us for whoever might come in and need a little love. Mm-hmm. So, and then, but yeah, just to have a cool place that we can all work, you know, control our pay, control our hours, and then get to be together, because that's the only thing is, when you do have your own business, you are really busy, but I like to be able to take my family with me. And so if they're part of the business, then we never have to,
that's beautiful.
You know, be away from each other. And but yet we all have our own things, so we also don't have to be right up underneath each other, you know?
Yeah. What's it gonna take for you to do brick and mortar?
For me.
You took a big breath.
Yeah. So, for me, education is power.
Yeah.
I was big. People are always, you know, think I'm confident or whatever. I'm like, ooh, only in the things that I make sure I'm very well educated in. I was not a book smart person, more of a street smart survivor. Yeah. And so I feel like once I refresh some of that college degree that I have, put my husband in a few things that'll make him comfortable business wise, get a little more update to the marketing part, because everything's a little different. He can't wait to do all of that. So probably some mini courses, and just getting educated and seeing what's out there, starting to look. I've already started looking at properties and what it would take, and just mainly educating ourselves, so once we get started, we're not one of those that shuts down. Because my salon's already been in business for 6 years. It's ran successful. It continues to grow, but I can't be behind the chair forever.
Yeah.
And getting to work with my family and start slowly building this, eventually I will have to step back from the chair.
Yeah.
Plus, I'm a big educator. I have an education degree. I love education, and I can't wait to make the salon also an education salon, so I can teach more of East Texas how to do what I do and grow too.
Yeah,
and
Tatum's place
so
is still
you.
Is
I
open
want to
in Glendale.
For other people, you know,
the Pink Pistol area.
So that building we were in closed, so we had to move to a different spot downtown. So like there was like a salon, us, and then Tatum Lace Trap all together.
Yeah.
But then whole thing happened with that, and so we had to move.
Let's talk about struggles too. We had no windows in that in the next building.
Ooh, that
so
was hard.
No about displays.
Yeah, yes. That's hard.
That hurt. An opportunity came. Wonderful friends that go to church with, and she's like, I've got a building in Mineola, which is honestly where we wanted, in the beginning.
Yeah.
She's like, would you want to come up? Well, we honestly prayed on it. And here we are. Like, amen, here we are.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. 2 years later, right?
Mm-hmm. Prayer's everything.
Yeah. Yeah. We have two beautiful windows now. And yes. like the train we just started brings in traffic on the weekends. We love it up here. It's truly wonderful.
The foot traffic is just like a 180. Lindale is great, but only on certain days, or Mineola, it seems like, even on like our slow days, mm-hmm. there's still people up and walking around.
Yeah.
So
it's definitely more of a retirement area where mm-hmm. people have the time.
Yes.
Do that kind of thing. Yeah. It's not the hustle and bustle or a busier town, mm-hmm. you know, and the thing about Lindale is even though it's considered a smaller town than Tyler, man, 69 is so busy.
Oh, yeah.
It's so mm-hmm. busy, and people are just trying to get from A to B. Mm-hmm. And 16 is just the same. It's very busy. Don't even get me started on Tyler.
The red lights and stuff make you slow down when you come through places like this. So it is a good location is everything.
Yeah,
that's another hard thing about Tyler. It's so big. So it's going to have to be something.
I just went to Costa Rica, and I rented a car, and I drove there. I'd rather drive to Costa Rica than to Tyler.
Right.
Yeah.
Really?
Oh,
100%.
Other than the motorcycles,
yeah.
I'd much rather drive to Tyler. I mean, in Costa Rica, 100%.
Well, and they think they're Dallas half the time with some of those price tags.
Crazy.
I'm like, good night.
All right. So, toss up whoever wants to talk about it. Talk about a customer experience that we should know about, something that's... You already kind of mentioned that you've got folks that are from Prescott and that have followed, but maybe customer experience, client experience, something that you guys can talk about that's kind of maybe unique to your business.
I think just the biggest thing, and not really like a specific customer, but from the beginning, I was like, the dream for the boutique is to hit all 50 states for people online ordering.
Okay.
And so we've really been ramping up on I've been redoing our website like at least once a month, just trying to make it newer and better and more modern looking. And we've hit almost 30 states so far. We've only been open
congrats.
For 30 years.
Yeah, so that's amazing.
It's slowly, honestly, fastly, it's getting up there.
Every time an order, because I mean, I talked about my husband and I, he's the biggest supporter ever. You get any orders today? Well, what state is it from? I mean, it's neat to see us growing like
that. It's so cool just to see, like, people from New York all the way to Oregon. Like, every coast, like, everywhere, it's awesome to see. So I think besides just, like, a specific customer, I think that's been, like, the coolest experience is just to see that our product is going around the world.
Any obscure cities that you, like, what's the most interesting... place that you've ever shipped
shocking,
to.
Yeah, that you would know.
Like the Dakotas, like the South Dakota just ordered from us? I mean,
yeah,
like,
no, that's not shocking.
No, they're very Western wear, right?
We had one that was pretty much
like
right
one
there.
From California or something?
We had one right here in New York. Like,
there you go.
It was like probably 15 minutes away from like the main city. So that was like, that's crazy.
Dang, you ordered some chaps.
No, we don't carry those.
Maybe not. Holy smokes! That's gonna be interesting. Okay, cool. What about you?
I was gonna say all my hair clients, because they're the whole reason the boutique has even got to take off and get to launch all of that. But then I was thinking, I'm like, hold on, wait, I have to give a shout out to Kevin and Jonna Fullen. If it wasn't for them, this chick wouldn't be where she is. Not only are they built half of my clientele in my chair. That woman shops every time she walks in. Mm-hmm. She tells friends about me.
Yeah.
She is the biggest supporter, and not just for me, just for anybody. They have the kindest heart. They will promote anything that's small and means something to them. They're just the coolest people and like just everything. Especially my chair, because that's what's really cool is that everybody's like connected and now a family because I only take referrals.
Yeah.
So that's kind of cool and why it's all worked that it's helped launch the boutique and the hat bar. It's like, so one of my biggest parties was for Mara Lynch. She is one of the financial advisors there and has an entire team and booked Brad and I for the hat bar. So that's why we are technically a family business already. Anytime the hat bar's launched, my husband goes with me. He does the trucker hats, I do the Western hats. And they booked us and I think it was like 15 women. And then we did have the surgical center book us, and they were like 25, but they gave such a large limit that we were making 2 to 3 hats. We made hats for over a week and had to go back and deliver them all.
Mm.
So between those two, yeah, shout outs to those,
because
they really get, they were massive parties. Yeah. It was awesome. I was like, whoa. I was like, y'all have taken me from like launching a hat bar to I've been 3 years in the business kind of inventory. So it was pretty cool.
That's cool.
And another thing I'll say, it's nice being East Texas, even though there's some bigger parts, like it feels such like a small town where just people posting on Facebook helps so much. Like we have a great friend, Kimberly Martin. She lives in Grand Saline. Like she'll randomly just sharing our stuff, and we've had several people come in. Mm-hmm. I saw this on so and like Kimberly's page, or I saw this on so and so's page.
Yep.
Word of mouth is seriously in a small town.
It's the community. Man, shop local. You're not gonna get the same stuff going to Walmart. I mean, come talk to us. Let's just have a conversation.
Plus, if you're looking for something, going to market, like let me know. I have so many people in the building that'll come to me and they're like, hey, when do you go to market? I'm looking for this and this, and then I'll go, especially like the cash and carry aisle.
Yeah.
Like a lady was going to Europe and she was wanting these certain bags because they don't do like Walmart bags type thing when you buy things. So they have nothing to put their clothes in after they shop at their markets. Yeah. You know, so it's cool that when you're a small business, you can custom things like that for people.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, it was one of the first things I thought about whenever I travel abroad was how can I shop with just locals?
Mm-hmm.
You know, go buy local items. I don't care if we're all inclusive or not. I want to go down there, bring back plantains, bring back, whatever they're selling. Yeah. And broken Spanish or not, I mean, the money speaks, whatever. I'll take that, you know, what can I do? So
the fact that you're putting in the effort and then you care.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
That's all they care about.
Yeah, and it's awesome. Like typically when you go into those realms, like something special's happening. Like you're custom fitting somebody, or you're doing a hat for somebody, or they're playing music, or it's not just a transaction. It's like an experience, like you guys are talking about. So when I worked at Walmart years and years ago, it was like ding ding ding. You're hearing that all day, and it's not that. It's listening to music for guys, I guess. I don't know. Drink, watching maybe something that we enjoy, and then letting you guys take care of our girls. So I mean that's awesome. It's awesome. All right. So the next thing I've got is kind of like your vendors, distributors. Those guys are kind of your lifelines to your business to a certain degree. I mean, you forge relationships with those folks. Those folks are supporting your business. They're also kind of pushing their business. So I understand what that push pull looks like because I've done a lot in the spirits industry where a business owner has to buy a certain bit to get something maybe that's what they call allocated, or I don't know what it's called in your world, but like, oh well, they only made like 5 of these and we can only give you one if you can order X amount or whatever. I don't know if that's the case, but talk about some distributor and vendor relationships that you guys have that you want to recognize. Oh, geez.
You get bit thrown out there.
So before we even started, there's a, he started with Boots years ago. His name's Brad Glenn, but he just recently started probably in the last 5 years or so. Mm-hmm. It's called Cactus Alley Hat Co. They're an amazing place out of Lubbock.
I've heard of them. Yeah.
Yes. And so they're really good friends. They went to church years ago with my parents, and my dad and him are pretty close. And so when we first started like making the boutique like a serious thing, we reached out to him like, hey, we would love to have your hats in our store.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he was sending us banners and free hats, and he was doing so much just to help us because
he was helping share our, share our posts and like huge help in the beginning.
And if they're awesome, like just like trucker style for both men and women, we got mostly for men because at first it was like split men and women boutique.
Yeah.
Now we're leaning towards women because the men's stuff just really isn't selling that well.
Right.
but
we know who spends the money.
Yeah. It's a man's car, but
right. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but he was a huge help in just supporting us from day one, and so we still use him to this day, and he's getting huge. Like, he's signing some major deals with big retail stores, mm-hmm. local, and so we're just blessed that we were able to get him before he got super big. But yeah, he was.
He's still around though.
Oh yeah.
Shout out.
Yeah.
Shout out, Brad.
Yeah, that's great. What about you?
I was trying to think. So I guess the biggest vendor from day one when we got to market, thanks to Micah McMurray.
Yeah.
We were over there shopping at Peach Love and Fantastic Fawn.
Yes.
And their main guy comes over and, you know, he's talking to my husband and gives him a beer, and they're talking small talk and find out we're from East Texas, and they're like, oh my goodness, do you know Micah? And he's like, Rebecca. So I'm like, we go over there and we hit it off, and yeah. They've been one of my favorite.
That's
vendors.
How you met her?
No. Oh, they okay. knew her because she used to go buy for Gotti and everything. Yeah. So they were like, they're out of California. So they were like, yeah, actually, she's the one that helped us with how we size our clothes now. And it's different for Texas. And so it was really cool. Yeah, I was like, she's awesome. And so anyway.
It sucks, man. She's not in that.
I know.
She was so good at that.
If I ever get big enough and she ever wants to get back in, yeah. I hope she'll reach out and we'll partner, but I don't think she would. But then my other one would probably have to be Arts by Amy. They are at all of the big rodeos and do the fabulous custom hats. They're massive. And that is my favorite vendor for when I started launching these massive parties. Mm-hmm. And like I did one out at Hoffman Lake. I can't remember where it was. And so everybody was very Western. And so they were wanting the real deal and all the hide and everything. And so if it wasn't for her finally setting up at market and selling their stuff wholesale for me to be able to go grab, I would have never been able to take it from just an everyday thing to a higher end hat bar and having both options. Because like Fleestyle, they do all their own custom things, so I've never been able to go find where you could purchase all this. Most people cut their stuff themselves and everything, and I just wasn't ready for that. So those two have really, because their stuff's just so neat. I don't even have to work hard. I just walk in and I'm like, okay, well, let's just pick what we want because everything's fabulous. And it always sells. Even with my, you know, they're the Peach Love and Fantastic Fawn, they are a little higher price tag, but the quality, the second
amazing.
You touch it, you're like, okay, well, now I see why.
Yeah.
And you know, and you have people that want to buy and shop in all different, you know, prices. So it works, but they're probably one of my favorite that is a little bit higher, but always moves because everything is so dadgum cute. And what's cool is that with that vendor, I mean, I've had 16-year-olds to 70-year-olds shopping it. That's
wow.
What I tell people. It doesn't That's matter amazing. About the clothes. As long as it's age appropriate and you feel comfortable, you can dress it however. You just got to make it work for you and your body type. And they have a lot of stuff that's oversized, so it works really well.
Mm.
So for people with a little bit larger frame and they're self-conscious of everything running small, they've got plenty of room. And then somebody else that's smaller and they do want an oversized, you know, you get options. So it just depends.
Right.
Do you size down? Do you size up? And so it's kind of cool. But so those are my two probably favorite vendors that we cannot go to market and not go say hi and shop and at least buy, you know, a couple $100 of things. Thank God, most of them don't charge when you're there. It all comes later. So I've learned you take a tablet and you write when those are coming so you don't accidentally have everything coming out of the same month. And that's how you balance when you're getting started.
Oh, so that just shipped up my semi-credit card.
Yeah, the first time I didn't do that, all of a sudden I was like, oh, that wasn't smart. So now I take a notepad and I'm like, hold on, wait, let me write when you're shipping that. Thank you.
Right, and then that's when the invoices, right?
Yes, yeah, so they don't charge you until they actually ship it.
Oh,
I didn't know that.
So that
I went
really
in
nice.
With a brand new credit card ready to go, and they're like, oh yeah, no, we don't charge you until we ship it. I was like, why didn't anybody tell me this?
Yeah.
I was like, this is a whole nother category. Let's keep going, babe.
Yeah. So. We got more miles to go.
Yes.
We got to go hit 3 more vendors, right?
Exactly.
That can do some damage.
Yeah, for me, I mean, if something's too large, I just make sure that I dry it. You know, if it's new.
Right.
Yeah.
You know?
It
that's a guy, right?
Yes.
But for you, it was a little bit different.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool. Yeah. All right. We're kind of towards the end here. Is there anything that we haven't covered that you guys want to talk about? I hate to put you on the spot, but I mean, we covered a lot of ground.
I think, you did great.
Yeah, thanks.
I do have one thing to add about the, like, complications. locations.
Yeah.
I think one of the biggest things for us is with the whole Shein and Temu and all those China vendors coming.
Please talk about that. Yes. Please.
Yes.
It is truly, truly, truly
tragic. Ruining. It's tragic.
It's tragic, and it's ruining small businesses because I've seen it firsthand where boutiques will post like their own custom, let's say a top. And the next day you'll see on Shein, they literally copy the same exact picture and everything, mm-hmm. and they'll sell it for literally
peanuts.
A tenth of the price.
I saw a girl that I know from Tyler as a model on one of those apps that sell it, because we can get stuff from there wholesale as well. And I was like, I sent it to Mike. I was like, hold on, wait, we know her. And that's what she told me. She's like, oh yeah, no, they copy a lot of that stuff. And I'm like, oh, that's not fair.
It's
and then
really
send
sad.
You something just like absolutely
and it's not the same. It does not look like
and then it takes you, you know, 2 months to get it.
Yes.
And then you get it and it's like horrible. Then you try to return it and then
you don't do that.
You can't.
No,
can't.
If you're doing that,
you just eat
the $8. You'll put it in a garage sale.
Hope for the best.
Especially if you're dealing with anything that's leather works. Like I could, you know, there's no way you're doing anything that's leatherworks that you're returning anything, and it's not gonna fit. There's no way gonna fit correctly. No. We've done a couple very few things Temu, but it's mostly been like just for gag gifts and just like stuff like
it's
that.
For my kid for the cruise.
Yeah,
because she only gets to wear it once.
Or
it
like Halloween and. Absolutely, it was horrible.
Oh,
like
I didn't think about that.
You know, because you're ordering from a country that has a shape of people that are very different than U.S.
Yeah.
Especially Texans, and so couldn't wear the pants at all.
Oh, well,
wouldn't fit the legs.
So I don't have bathing suits from there. Yeah. I'm not trying to look like I'm going to a new beach.
It does not matter what they tell you what the sizes are.
Oh,
it's not going to be that way.
No, it's just a wild card.
And then immediately a hem's going to come out.
Oh,
right?
Yes.
Maybe when you take the tag out.
I mean, the hems aren't very strong to begin with. I'm going to tell you, I had a bathing suit malfunction. And
oh, no.
Thank goodness, that I had a cover-up because I was like, oh, this thing doesn't even stay down when I raise my arms.
Yeah.
So, like, I raised my arms, the top went up, and things went out. And I was like, oh, this isn't cool. I think you're losing something over there. I'm like, thanks for the...
Oh, we can make a Temu commercial out of that. Very cool. All right, so let's talk about you guys' locations.
Okay. Now I want to add one more thing. Sorry, I almost forgot to touch over this. But, eventually when I do get... brick and mortar, I can grow. I do want to bring in the kids and the men's clothes because you all struggle. We don't have anywhere to go, and my husband does like to shop and look good. So
especially
for kids, because then I am stuck shopping that because there's nowhere to go. Even this Dillard's is.
You know how Red Dirt is. Like Red Dirt, they're selling crud out hats, shirts. Mm-hmm. Like it's happening. You just gotta have a destination where it's trusted.
Yeah.
Somewhere that's like, all right, it's cool to go there. It's not just a place for girls.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's got to have a little bit of a blend, and it has to be somewhere that I like going.
Yep.
That's it. That's it, you know. So, I mean, you go to Red Dirt, they're selling hats.
Yep.
Yeah.
And they're selling
out. Well, they had the Western ones, because I was going to talk to a buddy about that. And then we got out there, and they had one, and nobody went in that thing, though, because those are way too hot to wear during that season.
Yeah.
So
thank
goodness. But those trucker hats, that's why I didn't even take my hat bar. The, what is it, the Red Dirt hat?
Or the Tyler Rose or whatever.
Yeah, and that one, too.
Yeah.
They do great out there.
Yep. All right, let's talk about, go ahead.
I knew this
was going to be the way it is. Go ahead. I've been waiting on this. I love it.
So she's working with women. Come on.
I love it.
So
now getting comfortable.
You're making my job easier.
One thing we've really, Mineola is really taking to us. It's a great community.
Yeah.
Not a lot of places to find things like football seed appear. They got what's their marching band like? They always win like every year. It's the sports. We've taken on that too. So they come to us, but there's small communities outside.
That's awesome.
Can you carry, Grand Slam, we don't have anybody.
Just like a few t-shirts.
So yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
It's the spirit stuff.
Some custom prints.
And so we have a big spirit section in our store. And so we originally last year, we just did Mineola only just because we didn't want to, we didn't know what the traffic was going to be like, the people coming in. And so this year we're going to do Mineola and Grand Slam because we've had several people ask for Grand Slam. And I just just glass.
Game two.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah.
All right. What
possibilities.
So both hat bars are open for any private event. We do small ones in the salon. We come to you, parties, whatever. So those hours are just as you book them. But like my salon is Tuesday through Friday, 9 to 4:30. And so it's just kind of as is. So most people just message me, hey, are you there? I wanted to swing by and grab a shirt. But for good vibes, where are my biggest racks? I have two racks, and one of them's a double, so there's always a good sell rack in there, just FYI. They are, I don't want to mess it up, Monday through Friday, 7 to 7, and Saturday, 9 to 7. One of the reasons I love them, their hours are great, so you can shop my clothes all the time. They're located at 112 South Broadway, so it is on the same, they're across from Rick's, on the same wall as the Angel Wings.
Wow, that's
yes,
great.
It's a Levi's Cafe. Okay. So, great panini cheese, just FYI, but it's great because you can go eat. They have all those teas with the bodas. They were really big, so they got started with protein stuff, so that's why it's Good Vibes Nutrition and Cafe.
Yeah.
So they do all the different protein shakes, and is that me? Oh, that's me, sorry. it's time to pick up my daughter from camp. But yeah, so you can shop, and then there's other local people that are inside that place, so that's kind of cool. There's a lot to do while you're in there and shopping local.
We need to have them on. So
yeah.
That sounds
they're
great
pretty
place.
Cool. They're really
good
cool.
Partners.
They're so sweet, and they're a family business too, so they've got all the different family in there, and they're so sweet. I mean, even though it's not their job to push our stuff, they run their cafe and everything. They're so knowledgeable. They've got great personalities. They love their vendors that are in there, and they will help you out the best
they can.
Sounds
a lot like Irish there on have you ever been there on Broadway? Great place. Good lines, like very healthy type of offerings. And at the very back, they have like a small kitchen where they make, you know, all kinds of custom like wraps and stuff like that.
So. Oh yeah, and Good Vibes, they have like a double spot when you walk in there, and one place you can just completely rent out. So people do all kinds of stuff. They do like speed dating on the weekends.
Okay.
There's all kinds of cool stuff.
Yeah.
You can rent out for just about anything.
We have something coming on next year that does that. Speed dating where they take pictures and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And
maybe they use their location. I'm not sure. Because you just rent out their location. They don't host it. But
I'm so fascinated by that.
Right.
Because I
want
never
and I
did
to go
that.
Undercover just to see.
I never did that. About the, like, what was it, MySpace or
yes.
Like, what was it, the heart one, and it was like heart dating or something like that. That was about all I did. I can't remember.
I did the online dating. What was it, eHarmony or something?
Yeah, I did
that.
That
was interesting.
It was rough.
Ooh, I dated a dude out of Dallas. That was fun.
Yeah, I dated a girl out of Ennis. That was fun.
Yeah.
When she showed up at my work.
Oh yeah, no, I went out with my cousin.
When I didn't answer,
6'4".
Did I didn't answer my pager?
Oh.
That was
you know, you want to know what's really cool? Like full circle is Brad picked out I think my pager when I was in school because his dad owned Radio Shack.
Oh my god, I'm gonna razz him about that. Hey, last question. Not to put you too much on the spot, but what makes you different? What sets you apart from maybe someone who does something like what you do? And I don't think there's really anybody nearby that does what you do. I don't
really
think. But I mean, let's just say that you have somebody within that 30-mile radius that does something similar. What sets you apart?
I think what she was saying earlier about we always try to help the customer find what they're looking for, like at market. We'll go, and if someone's asking for a certain thing, like let's say they're looking for a certain striped top or certain sandals, we always try to gear towards the customers with also what we're looking for as well. I think that's really helping us set us apart, and just we're trying to be as affordable as possible because not everybody can pay $80-$90 for, you know, an outfit. And so we have some things that are better quality vendors that we have to charge a little more for, but we also try to find some vendors that maybe aren't as great of quality, but they are super affordable and they still are super cute. So we try to kind of be in the middle there.
Or is there any like sections or type of items that you feel like, hey, if I knew about this, I would drive a little further to get to your location?
I think the main thing for us has been the spirit wear.
Oh, okay.
We have so many requests for the different schools, and that honestly is our number one seller.
Wow.
Like,
That's amazing.
We sell boots, cow boots, and jeans, but they're big on their
even during even during the summertime.
Yeah.
I think that's really our number one
thing.
Amazing. Yeah, awesome. It's pretty much just t-shirts, hats, jewelry.
Yeah,
just kind of the colors that like the jewelry is kind of like just the colors, but yeah, the t-shirts have really been like our number one, which is crazy. We did not think.
Awesome! I love the design here too.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. We've had this one since we started. It's
may have to get one of those cut off. I gotta cut off the arms. Just me.
Just
me. Yeah, gotta have a sleeveless. Yeah, I need one of those. I gotta buy one of those. Put an order in for me.
Okay.
All right. Got it.
Large, extra large, and then I'll shrink it down.
Okay.
Medium to medium. All right. What about you?
Oh.
What sets you apart? I mean, you know.
I mean, so
obviously, it's a little more competitive than Tyler. Right?
Yes. So I would say the hat bar, and then the style that I try to bring. I growing up was always different. I like so many different styles. So just depend on the group of people I was hanging out with. And so I like traditional, and that's a lot of what you find, but I also like funky. Like, I was a big Gadzooks kid. I had this, like, plastic black and white checkered dress with wooden candies. Like, I mean, different
Doc Martens.
I made noises when I walked. Like, you know, so, like, I have these big old bold wide leg black and white checkered pants, and, you know, just something that's different that you don't find around here. That's what I like to bring, because I always struggled shopping in East Texas. So, like, I wait until I go do my Dallas client and hit some places up there. Plus, I also didn't want to look like everybody else. So that's another thing with my shop. I don't overbuy inventory. Mm-hmm. I get one stack of it, and you get what you get, but you're not going to also see 100 people walking around in that same outfit.
Yeah.
So between finding the funky stuff that you wouldn't find in just the everyday like mall stores that you can add, you know, not everybody wants to be fully funky, but you can mix and match. You know, I've been seeing a lot of, I forget what they call the dressing on TikTok that's going on, where they just write big, bold, beautiful color things, and you just don't see stuff like that. That's crazy and a little different for those people that do want to dress outside of the box and be a little funkier and different. So I really try to bring that and stuff that you would walk by and not think twice of, but I'm like, go put that on, and then you're like, whoa,
yeah,
this is a game changer. Yeah. I love stuff like that.
Yeah,
me and the dude at the Buckle, Blake out of Longview, even Brad, we're like, okay, this is how we're meant to be. Like, we had our own dressing room. He knew both of us because we both shopped there way too much.
Yeah.
And that was one of the things. He would always bring us the stuff out that nobody else would look twice at, and that would be the things I got the most compliments on.
Yeah.
So always, like, you know, thinking outside the box.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Being a little funky.
The one thing that I can take away, just me, I mean, look, I'm not your ideal shopper. I will drink a beer while there. But like, there's a lot of calmness when I'm around you guys. Like, it's very, I know you're passionate. I know that you're professional. I know that you know what you're talking about. And I know that if I was to come in, or my wife was to come in, or future granddaughter or whatever, that I would trust you and to, like, hey, you know, take care of them. And that's the biggest thing I think that anybody would have if they come in. They just need to trust.
Yeah.
Who's behind the counter, who's running the business, mm-hmm. who's shopping for the clients, and that's what I get out of you guys, is that there's a lot of trust. And it's, there's a lot of calmness. As passionate as you guys are, which you're very passionate, there's a lot of calm in that passion. In the fact that I feel like you're caring, you're looking out for your customers, you want them to, because you know that they're going to walk out as a reflection of you.
Yes.
You know?
Well, I think we're more about building the relationship.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, it's great if you come in and shop, but I can't do everybody in my chair. It's just not possible. I can't physically handle it. I tried, and I learned real fast I can't do that. So what better way of getting to meet everybody and build these relationships and stuff that'll last for a lifetime? And yeah, it's a bonus that you like to come support me, but it's the relationships that you get around here. That's the whole reason why we moved back to East Texas to raise our daughter.
Yeah,
and didn't
Texas
stay in the city. It's because
way
of the bond.
More relationships.
I mean, when my dad passed away, you know, I wasn't a big fan of my town growing up because it was a small town, whatever, I wanted to get out. But when he passed, seeing what people were willing to do for my family, it was, it's just insane. So I was like, oh, I want to keep growing that. My daughter have that. And what better way of building a business and trust with people? So I think it's cool that we get the opportunity to do stuff like this.
Yeah. It's been awesome.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah,
it's really nice to be able to talk about our business.
Yeah.
And also not have to spend a fortune to, so that's really cool what you do to help support locals. So
appreciate
we really
that.
Appreciate
yeah.
that.
That's what it's about. Yeah, right. And thankfully we have sponsors that, you know, support this, like I talked about earlier, you know.
It's like if we all take care of each other, nobody would ever be hurting for anything.
Yeah, for
everybody's
sure.
just so quick to be mean and cruel, and I just want a place that
it's competitive, very competitive atmosphere, and a lot of people just feel like they're being shorted, but they're not.
Yeah. You know, and that's why I try to not see it as a competitive business, because I'm not looking at it as about selling my things.
Yeah.
I'm successful when people walk out different from my doors than when they walked in. Mm-hmm. Especially like in my chair, so many people with their hormones and they're struggling and they're going through identity changes and they feel worthless when they come in and not themselves and they don't recognize themselves. It's really cool to change that. So that's why I want to keep that trend going. And
same for me, like 2 years in, I find myself much more, I'm recognizing those changes and differences of how social things are happening, much more sensitive, much more slower in how I evaluate things. I think if
number three.
Hey, I was like, he was saying, hey,
he wanted a shout out.
Thank you. But I mean, it's very humbling. It's best I can say.
Yeah.
Very humbling to talk to entrepreneurs and nonprofits and understand just the sacrifices and the amount of work and effort and stress and just all the things you guys do. And there's, everybody has a common denominator. It's about people. It's about giving back. It's about focus on them. So it's been awesome. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Desperados. Congratulations.
I'm proud of you, by the way. That's awesome. For somebody so young, that's a scary world.
Congratulations, Studio B.
Thank you.
Yes. And
hopefully y'all will see me just keep growing and it'll be a local name.
Sky's the limit.
Yes.
For sure.
And then some education eventually for all the other stylists out there. I've got some big dreams, so.
Yeah. Thanks so much for being on.
Yes. Thank you for having us.
Trust me with the time and all that good stuff. Well, all right. I think it's like, I don't know, episode like 58, 59, something like that. But our next guest is PATH, People Attempting to Help, out of Tyler, nonprofit, great nonprofit. Can't wait to talk to them and get some more information. Until next time, see you then.